Welcome to Woman Crush Wednesday on 97.9 The Hill. I'm Allie Evans, and each week I'm chatting with motivated women in the Chapelboro area and highlighting their impact. This conversation is made possible by Mosaic Comprehensive Care, a unique medical home providing innovative care for the whole person in a non-judgmental environment. Hey, y'all. Welcome to this week's Woman Crush Wednesday conversation on 97.9 The Hill. Today, I'm joined by Megan Sweeten, General Manager of Goldfish Swim School of Chapel Hill. Megan has been with Goldfish Swim School for 4 years and is motivated every day by her passion for keeping kids safe in the pool. She also serves on Safe Kids of Orange County, teaching water safety to more than just her students at Goldfish. Welcome to Woman Crush Wednesday, Megan.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So what makes you so passionate about kids' safety?
Well, I am an aunt of 5 boys and 1 girl, and I've been there from day one of their lives. I like to go take them swimming. I like to make sure they're safe. I found Goldfish kind of by accident, and I just fell in love with the brand and everything it offers. And I love seeing the kids come in on their first day scared of the water to that first day that they like put their face underwater or master a skill that they've been working on for a while, and just how proud they are of themselves. It's the best feeling in the world to be a part of that for them.
So Goldfish Swim School isn't just about learning to swim for fun.
No, it's water safety first and foremost. Unfortunately, drowning is the leading cause of death for children under the age of 4 and the second leading cause of death for children under the age of 14. So the first thing that we focus on is comfort in the water and water safety, how to get out if you fall in the pool, how to roll on your back and float so you could essentially call for help. Then we build upon those and teach them, you know, actual swimming skills.
Another thing that you've said to me before that has nothing to do with swimming but is the first step of learning how to swim is teaching your kids how to call 911. There are steps that you can take before even entering a pool to make sure that your kids are safe in the water.
There's a lot of important ones, like teach your kids what a life ring is in the pool area and how to go grab it and throw it. If somebody fell in, they shouldn't be like jumping in after their friends.
Mm-hmm. And you don't have to be a great swimmer to be safe near a pool.
Most important skill for anybody to learn is how to get back out of a pool if you fall in. We teach kids that if they fall in, to turn around and go back to that wall they came from. Most of the time, they're going to pop up out of the water, see a wall across the pool, and their natural instinct is just start swimming towards it. And that's unfortunately what leads to a lot of accidents and drownings.
So speaking of all of this, your job seems fairly stressful. What do you do to unwind?
I allow myself to unwind. I have 3 little fur babies at home, my cats. So I hang out with them. I like to just do things like talk to friends, walk around Target.
There's no right way to self-care. If you're doing it, you're doing it right. Thanks for stopping by this week. You can learn more about Megan and all the great things that Goldfish Swim School is doing by following them on Facebook and Instagram at Goldfish Chapel Hill. Woman Crush Wednesday is presented by Mosaic Comprehensive Care. Meet their team and learn more at mosaiccarenc.com.
For this and other Woman Crush Wednesday interviews, visit the 97.9 The Hill on-demand page of chapelboro.com.
See y'all on Wednesday.